If I'm going to get on the front page, I might as well get on the front page with the word peace.
But you've made yourself ridiculous.
To some people, I don't
care.
If it
you're too good for
if it saves lives.
You don't think you... Oh, my dear boy, you're living in another netherland.
Well, you talk to...
You don't think you saved a single life. What do you know about a protest movement anyway?
I know a lot about it.
It's a lot more than... Sending your chauffeur in your car back to Buckingham Palace.
You're just a snob about it. The only way
you're
to make...
You're a fake. Can't you give up something else that would mean a little bit more?
It was no sacrifice to get rid of the MBE because it was an embarrassment.
Then what kind of a protest did you make? I don't know much about an advertising campaign
for peace.
Very
can you understand
one.
That?
No, I can't.
A very big advertising campaign for peace.
And self-aggrandizing.
Well, you think
are
it's...
you advertising
oh,
John
do you want,
Lennon or
do you want nice middle-class gestures for peace?
Maybe.
And intellectual manifestos
in
written by a lot of half-witted intellectuals... And nobody reads them.
Oh.
That's the trouble with the peace movement.
I'm someone who admired you very much.
Well, I'm
you
sorry
know.
You like the old mop tops, dear, and you thought it was I was very satirical and witty. And you liked Hard Day's Night, love. But I've grown up, but you obviously haven't.
Have you?
Yes, folks.
Happy Christmas, Kyoko.
Happy Christmas, Julie.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas. I hope you had fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young.
Welcome back. Welcome back with John and Yoko. Yoko and John. This song is written by the John Sinclair song. Who wrote this song?
John Sinclair, I wrote this one. He spent 2 years in prison, virtually in isolation, in solitary.
in case he infiltrated the other prisoners or something. He didn't want any help for 2 years because he thought, why bother? Justice will let me out. My appeals will let me out gradually and gradually. After 2 years, he began to worry and he asked for some help. We went down, had a rally with 15,000 people. We weren't the only people there. Little Stevie Wonder and Phil Oakes and Allen Ginsberg.
Big
it was a really
Stevie
big
Wonder
rally.
Now.
Big Stevie Wonder, yeah. And it was a beautiful show. Many people denoted their time to it. And we came along, sang the songs we sang to you, and this one, John Sinclair, was the final one. By a stroke of good luck, he was released on Monday.
Flower power didn't work, so we start again. Apathy doesn't count. Even singing is better than doing nothing.
Right.
Okay, one, two, three, four. It ain't fair, John Sinclair, in the step of breathing air. Won't you care for John Sinclair, in the step of breathing air? Let him be, set him free, let him be like you and me. All right. They gave him 10 for 2. What else can Judge Columba do? We got to set him free. If he'd been a soldier man, shooting gooks in Vietnam, if he was the CIA, selling dope and making hay, he'd be free, they'd let him be, breathing air like you and me. Right on. They gave him 10 for 2. What else can the judges do? We got to set him free.
Charles, if you, as an American teenager, are offended by statements from a group of foreign singers which strike at the very basis of our existence as God-fearing, patriotic citizens, then we urge you to take your Beatle records, pictures, and souvenirs to the pickup points about to be named, and on the night of the Beatles' appearance in Memphis, August 19th, they will be destroyed in a huge public bonfire at a place to be named soon. Stay tuned to Wacky for further developments.
Ku Klux Klan, being a religious order, is going to come out here the night that they appear at the Coliseum here, and we're going to demonstrate with different ways and tactics to stop this performance. We're known as a terror organization. I think we have
a terror organization.
We have ways and means to stop this if this is going to be the case. Yes.
What ways and means?
Well, I don't want to say this, but there'll be a lot of surprises Monday night, I believe, when they get here.
Concept.
say.
Save yourself, and that's all there is to it. So get right back here, and it's in the bloody fridge. God, when I was a kid, didn't have stuff like this, TV fucking dinners and all that crap. You fucking kids all the fucking same. Want a fucking car now? Look, he'd have a pair of shoes. Jesus Christ, well that's great, and he's the only one. You say he just found Buddha and he's sitting on his ass in the sun. You say he found Mohammed kneeling and on a bloody carpet facing the east. You say he found Krishna with a bald head dancing in the street. Well Christ, now you're going out your bleeding gear. You gotta save yourself. Ain't nobody gonna do it for you. That's right, lad, you better get that straight to your fucking head. You gotta save yourself, you know that better. Who the hell else is gonna do it for you? It ain't me, kid, I tell you that. Well, you may believe in Jesus, and you may believe in Marx, and you may believe in Marx and Spencer, and you may believe in bloody Woolworths, but there's something missing in this whole bloody stew. And it's your mother! Your poor bloody mother! She what bore you in the back bedroom, full of piss and shit and fucking midwives. God, you can't forget that off too quick, you know. You should have been the bloody war, lad. You'd have known all about it. But I'll tell you something. It's still the same old story. A holy bloody war. You know, the Pope and all that stuff. A fight for love and glory. Ain't gonna study no war, more war. I fight for God and country, the Queen, all that. We're gonna set you free, yeah, all the nicknobs, sure. Bomb you back into the fucking Stone Age. If you want to like me, you know, get on your knees and pray. Well, there's something missing in this God Almighty stew, your goddamn mother, you dirty little git. Now get in there and wash your ears.
Yeah. asked me what music I listen to, I said, really, I'm not interested. I'm interested in concepts and philosophies and not wallpaper. I mean, since I've been listening to the radio here, I like Something, or whatever it is called by Neil Young, Something Special, and Something by Elton John, you know, a song by him. And a few things I've heard, but I didn't find out who they were, you know, on FM. Some really good sound, you know, but then there's no follow-through, you know. You know, like there'll be a section of fantastic sound come over the radio, and then you wait for the conclusion or the concept or something to finish it off, and then nothing happens. It just goes on, you know, jam session or whatever. I don't know. But I'm interested in more things with a worldwide... I'm interested in, what's it called, you know? Something that means something for everyone, not just for a few kids listening to wallpaper, you know. So I'm just as interested in poetry or whatever, or art or anything, and always have been. That's been my hang-up, you know, continually trying to be Shakespeare or whatever it is. That's what I'm doing. I'm not pissing about with, you know, I consider I'm up against them. I'm not competing myself against Elvis or multiple artists, whatever, you know. I'm in the game of all those things, you know, of concept and philosophy and ways of life and whole movements in history. I'm not interested in good guitarists, just like Van Gogh was, or any other of those fucking people. They're no more nor less than I am, or Yoko is. They're no more nor less. They were just living those days. I'm interested in producing, expressing myself like they expressed it, that will mean something to people in any country, in any language, and at any time in history. And rock just happens to be the media which I was born into. That's all. It's the one. It's like those people picked up paintbrushes and wanted, Van Gogh probably wanted to be Renoir or whoever went before him, and I wanted to be Elvis or whatever the shit it is. But to me, it's art, you know. People like me are aware of their genius, so-called, at 10, 8, 9. I always thought I was... Why has nobody discovered me? In school, can they see that I'm cleverer than anybody in this school? That the teachers are stupid too? All they had was information which I didn't need to give me? I mean, I didn't become aware of it in the Beatle thing. I got fucking lost in that, like being at high school or something. I used to say to my auntie, you throw my fucking poetry out and you'll regret it when I'm famous. And she threw the bastard stuff out. I never forgave her for not treating me like a fucking genius or whatever I was when I was a child. It was obvious to me. Why didn't they put me in art school? Why didn't they train me? Why would they keep forcing me to be a fucking cowboy like the rest of them? I was different. I was always different. Why didn't anybody notice me? A couple of teachers would notice and encourage me to be something or other, to draw or to paint or to express myself. But most of the time they were trying to beat me into being a fucking dentist or a teacher. And then the fucking fans tried to beat me into being a fucking Beatle or an Engelbert Humperdinck, and the critics trying to beat me into being Paul McCartney and all the rest of it, you know. It comes out that people like me have to say it themselves, you know, because we get fucking kicked. Nobody says it. You know, sappers, they're screaming. You know, look at me. I'm a genius. For fuck's sake, what do I have to do to prove to you, son of a bitch, is what I can do and who I am? And don't you dare fucking criticize my work like that. You who don't know anything about it. You know, I know what Zappa's going through. Well, I'm just coming out of it now. Just fucking hell. I've been in school again. I've had teachers ticking me off and marking my work. Fuck you all, you know. If nobody can recognize what I am, fuck them. And Yoko too.
sky is blue. And Mick Jagger, I think that Mick's a joke with all his stupid faggot dancing. I always did. Wiggling his ass, you know, it's just a lot of bullshit. And where does he come off saying all those tawdry things about the Beatles? When every fucking thing we ever did, we tried to copy. And you know, we even wrote his second fucking record for him. No, the Stones aren't in the same fucking class as the Beatles, either music-wise or power-wise. They never ever were. Shit from those fucking sons of bitches. George said she gave up evil vibes. I should have beat the fucking shit right out of him. Him with his fucking Hare Krishna. Me auntie, she tore up me fucking bones. She just threw the bastards out. I can't forgive her cause she didn't treat me like a fucking genius. Look, you bastards, I'm a genius. Like Shakespeare and Beethoven and Van Gogh. Don't you dare criticize my work. No, Lori Kyoko was one of the fucking best rock and roll records ever made. I'm a fucking artist, I'm sensitive as shit. I throw up before I go on stage. I can make a guitar speak. If I could be a fisherman I would, but I can't because I'm a fucking genius. I was a walrus, Paul wasn't a walrus. I was just saying that to be nice, but I was actually the walrus. Even that rubbish he's been singing, Eastman was an animal. A fucking stupid middle class pig. I won't let fucking animals like that near me. Yoko is a supreme intellectual. I'll tell you why nobody likes her music. Because she's a woman and she's oriental, that's why. Where are you, mother? They're trying to crucify me. Genius is pain. Genius is pain. Genius is pain. Genius is pain. Genius is pain.
Over.